don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Exodus to begin with. Exodus chapter 1, beginning at verse 15. Then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew women, and see them on the birth stools, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God, and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive. So the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, why have you done this thing and saved the male children alive? And the midwives said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are lively and give birth before the midwives come to them. Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. And so it was because the midwives feared God that he provided households for them. So Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, every son who is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. Again, Exodus chapter 1, verses 15 to 22. And then specifically, Exodus chapter 20, verse 13 tells us, you shall not murder. Of course, one of the Ten Commandments. And then finally, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20 tell us, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that you and your offspring may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and holding fast to him, for he is your life and length of days, that you may dwell in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. Father, we thank you once again for the example of courageous and valiant servants such as Shiphrah and Puah in your word, individuals who understood your word and your will and feared you and put you and your word before men, before wicked governments, and before evil and wicked laws. Thank you, Father, for their example, for the body of Christ and for your people for all time. And Lord, anoint us all afresh with a spirit of courage and boldness. Help us to know, Lord, that you can always use every incident and act of courage and boldness on the part of your servants in obedience to you as we simply do what you've called us to do in this world and be faithful witnesses and ambassadors for your kingdom, your truth, and your word. Help us to be about your business every day, courageously standing for truth, proclaiming that truth and living that truth before a world that desperately needs to hear and receive your truth as well. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. And Father, once again, we thank you for your sovereignty over all the nations of the world. And in particular, once again, we continue to lift up the nation of Ukraine and Russia and all that's going on over there. Father, flood that nation with a greater portion of your grace, peace, and mercy, Lord. And we pray that you'd move upon the leaders to begin to think righteously and to think in terms of what is right, what honors you, and to move away from wicked and evil goals and actions. And Father, I pray that you'd move upon even the soldiers involved to be willing to stand up for what is right and not simply follow wicked leadership and evil goals and concerns on the part of leaders. More and more stir them. Let your spirit be at work mightily in the minds and the hearts of all the people involved in this situation. And we're believing you, Lord. Thank you for a speedy end to this conflict. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Father, we're so thankful that with all the chaos, all the craziness going on in the world today, that thankful to know that you've not relinquished your authority to any mere man or any mere group of people, that you are very much in control. So, Father, we ask you to help us trust you more and to rest in you more and more. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We continue to remind our listeners that we're still looking and we're still in the process of gathering stories and listener testimonies about how the Lord is using American Family Radio to bless and encourage you. Our spring share-a-thon is just a few weeks away, and we'd like to hear from you. If the Lord has used American Family Radio in your life to encourage you as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, to encourage you in your discipleship of your family, or to strengthen you in your walk with the Lord, again, we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to hear your AFR story. It could be a blessing and of encouragement to others. So please tell us how Christ has used AFR in your life. You can call and share for a minute or two. And again, you may happen to have the opportunity to hear your testimony during our spring share-a-thon. The number to call is 1-877-876-8893. Again, that's 1-877-876-8893. And once again, my email is two emails, the letter J, jparker@afa.net, or joseph@afr.net. We continue to remind you that we're glad to share some of the prayer tools and discipleship tools that we provide. They're tools to help strengthen you in your walk with the Lord, and tools to help you in the discipleship of your family. But also they're tools that we're asking that you take and use them as evangelism and discipleship tools by way of the internet. Online, we can work together to do online evangelism and discipleship as you simply forward these tools to people that you may know, family members, co-workers, friends, fellow church members. But we're glad to share them, and we're encouraging you to both use them for you and your family and to share them and forward them on with others. Once again, the emails are jparker@afa.net and joseph@afr.net. We hope to hear from you. We are honored to have as our phone guest today, Sister Monica Nicole Cable. She's the founder of a couple different ministries, Warrior Women of God Worldwide and Warriors for Life. And she's going to share with us about an important event that's coming up, pro-life event that's going to happen this weekend. Monica, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Oh, great. Grateful that you took the time to be with us today. And I'm going to ask if you'll take a moment just to further introduce yourself before we get into that which we'll be talking about today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a privilege and an honor to join you on this broadcast, radio broadcast. And I'm just delighted. As a daughter of God, one of the greatest I would say accomplishments, or one of the greatest things that I love to highlight, as it pertains to myself, is being one who I can say I delight in knowing that I am a daughter of God. And so I'm also a wife to an amazing man that the Lord connected us for such a time as that, and this and beyond, to be purpose partners in the earth, doing ministry together in marriage, also in ministry as well, and then even in the marketplace, building businesses for the advancement of the kingdom and the legacy that the Lord has given us to live out regarding generations. I'm also a mother of three amazing warrior heirs. I call them children arrows. They're my children, but they're arrows of God that He's given us to sharpen and to train up, and then to shoot out into the earth to do what He has called them to do. So I enjoy the marriage and the family life, and I've been given an amazing opportunity to live out my life on purpose. I like to say in purpose for His purposes. Mm-hmm. It's a joy of mine to get to know that I'm not just a housewife, because I have been literally a stay-at-home mom. My daughter is 11. Our oldest is 11. And I haven't worked as an employee for an employer, if you will, in the earth since we got married back in 2009. Mm-hmm. It'll be 13 years coming up this September that we've been married. But I say that to say I'm a budding entrepreneur. I understand that I can use my gifts and my talents in the earth to bud out and to actually make impact beyond my house. But certainly that's the first ministry, of course. Mm-hmm. After that, I am an aspiring author, so I do have books in me that have to get out. Mm-hmm. And you'll understand that as we go further in understanding some of the things that the Lord has given me to do. But I'm a women's empowerment speaker as well, and that's where the ministry comes in to women and families. I have the privilege of being an alma mater of the University of Southern Mississippi in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And that was back in 2005 that I graduated from that prestigious university. And I'm pursuing simply just fulfilling my purpose. And my passion is marriage and family. My passion has always been but when I came into the knowledge while I was in college, my sophomore year, I was in a course that was about marriage and family. And I realized that the Lord was calling me to understand his design for marriage and family, and that it can be something that we can live out in the earth. We don't have to compromise to the world's way, but we can literally live according to the word's way. Mm-hmm. And so now here I am edifying the body of Christ as a minister and a mouthpiece for God, empowering women and encouraging them to live their best life yet, as well as equipping and enriching the lives of young women. My husband and I minister to them as well, doing campus ministry and just the nourisher, just the trainer mm-hmm. of them, whoever the Lord puts in my pathway. So that's just a little bit about me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we do appreciate you again being with us and sharing about both the work you've been called to. And we're going to be talking about an event that's coming up this weekend as well. But before we do, I'm going to ask if you'll pray for our listeners to have ears to hear all that the Lord would share with them today on the broadcast.
Absolutely. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity now that you give us what we know as being able to communicate with you. And according to 1 John 5:14, you said, when we pray according to your will and doubt not, that you would answer. And so we thank you that today is another day of answered prayer, where you would answer us for the listeners, oh God, for their ears to be open, for them to hear. And this, that any word that comes forth will be a word that will reach them where they are, and that the word will fall on good ground and it will grow. We thank you now, Lord God, for being vessels who can release seeds, and we release seeds of love and light and the message of truth. And we thank you that by your truth, when we embrace it, we'll be set free from whatever it is, Lord God, that may have had us bound or may have had us blind. So we thank you for the eyes of our understanding being open on today, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, too, thank you, Father, for our listeners, and thank you for your hand of grace upon all those that will hear and receive from the broadcast. Anoint the minds, ears, heart, and understanding of each and every one of us with a mighty, 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 mighty anointing, so that we'll be abundantly receptive to your word and your will and your spirit and that which you plant in our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, you're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest is Sister Monica Nicole Cable. And we're going to be talking about an event called a Prayer March for Life. But Monica, before we do, I'm going to ask if you'll just kind of, in summary, tell us about what Warrior Women of God Worldwide is, Warriors of Life, and then Kingdom Cities. If you'll just share about that before we get into talking about the event.
Sure, definitely. Warrior Women of God Worldwide. It was started off as Warrior Women Ministries, and the Lord had me to merge it out to Warrior Women of God Worldwide. It literally is a component that the Lord gave me, simply called WOW, where we are women of war, women of wealth, women of wellness, women of worship, women of the word, women of wisdom, women of worth, and even women on the water, where God is calling the woman to be whole and entire and to be ministered to, empowered and loved, knowing that God loves us, and we can take the same love that he's given us and pour it into others. And so we do that lavishly, which is a
Monica, I'm going to jump in here. We're coming up on a break, and we'll pick up right there on the other side. Our phone guest today is Monica Nicole Cable. She's going to be sharing with us about an event called A Prayer March for Life. We'll be right back.
My soul awakes to give you all the praise.
Planet Shakers with Only Way, reminding us that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation and eternal life. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest today is Monica Nicole Cable. She's the founder of Warrior Women of God Worldwide and Warriors for Life as well. And she's going to be sharing with us about an event called a Prayer March for Life. Monica, if you'll pick up where you left off before the break, please.
Sure. I was sharing how as WOW women, as warrior women of God, we love, we appreciate, we value. We are inspired by the Spirit first, but we also take from the Spirit and we inspire others. And we serve and we support and honor one another. And so it's God first that we're doing this love. We're receiving it from Him, and then we're able to lead and celebrate and pray for one another. So it's a ministry of building up and empowering one another.
Amen. All righty. And so if someone wants to contact that, is there a website, a Facebook page about from that ministry?
Yes, we do have a Facebook page. You can find it easily via Facebook at Warrior Women Worldwide.
Okay. All right. And then Warriors for Life, what specifically is the mission behind that ministry?
Warriors for Life is what the Lord gave me to describe it like this. It's a unified pro-life, pro-love, pro-light, and pro-liberty, as well as pro-legacy movement. It's a conglomerate of those that are already leading and understand our position as pro-life people, where we can come together like an army of believers and march and fight in prayer and do what it is that the Lord has called us to be in the earth as His hands and His feet and His mouthpieces, sharing the light and the love of God.
Okay. And so also, so if someone wants more information about that, or is there a Facebook page for that as well?
Absolutely. And I must add this too. Of course, we're fighting for the family, and we're doing it as we fight for the rights of the unborn. And certainly, Warriors for Life, there is no page right now currently,
okay.
But you can contact me. Mm-hmm. Via phone, if need be, if anyone wants to reach out. My phone number is 708-297-1992.
All right. All right. So tell us now then about the event that's going to happen this weekend that you were going to share with us about.
Yes, Warriors for Life is presenting the Prayer March for Life. It's happening this Saturday, March 5th, 2022, at 4:14 p.m., 4:14 was what the Lord gave me according to Esther 4:14, when we are choosing not to be silent, but we understand our royal position and our rightful place in the kingdom of God is to open up our mouths and to defend the weak, to defend the voiceless. And so we're going forth with an awesome time of prayer, worship on the stairs of the Capitol, downtown Jackson, Mississippi, and we will be standing again up for the rights of the unborn, as well as praying, exercising our authority in the earth through prophetic prayer and making decrees regarding our state and this issue at large in our nation and in the world. And so we'll do that by standing together with our own families. It's not just a Women's March, although it's International Women's Month. We are celebrating Women's History Month, so that's a great thing, but we understand that we fight together as a family. And so men are welcome, children are welcome, and we'll stand together to defend the rights of the unborn. And we'll do that with a march where we're putting our feet on the ground and simply praying as we're marching around the building.
Okay. And where is the location once again for this event?
It is the Mississippi State Capitol. There's one address for it, and there's probably several, but the address that I have is 400 High Street, downtown Jackson, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so the march, and there'll be a march and a rally on the steps of the Capitol. Is that right?
Correct. The prayers and address will go forth on the steps of the Capitol, and then we will proceed with a march around the building. We'll even pray regarding the Supreme Court justices there, because that building is literally directly behind the Capitol. And we'll just walk back and close in prayer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And who are you inviting to come to this event?
Again, this event is for women, men, children. This is even for community leaders, clergy, pastors, leaders, those that are believers, those that are not. It's really an event for anyone, as the address will be made to the body of Christ, to believers, but also to those who may be on the fence, who may have been pro-choice as it pertains to a status or a stance in the earth, and the word will still be released regarding, you know, as it pertains to a message of love and light to all who would come. So families, of course, joining us, you know, as it pertains to a oneness and standing with us, certainly are invited to come forth and to take a stand and to make a decision to choose life and to be a voice for life. Mm-hmm. Those that are in the body of Christ who have never said that they're pro-life, this is definitely for you. You can come and you can hear what it is that the Lord is saying to us in this season.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and share, again, you have a contact number. If someone wants more information about the event, what number would they call?
Absolutely. The number is 708-297-1992.
All right. Well, you know, something, Monica, I would like to share to our listeners is it's so important for us to understand that God calls all of us to be faithful ambassadors for his kingdom, standing for truth. And I think of this, I like to often read the passage we read at the beginning of the broadcast about Shipra and Pua in Exodus 1, because those were two young women who, even before they had the Ten Commandments, they knew that killing babies, murdering innocent babies was wrong. And even though the government, basically the man that would be considered by many as the most powerful man in the world at that time, even though he commanded them to kill the baby boys, they refused to do what the mighty Pharaoh said because they feared God above men, and they stood up for what was true and what was right. And, you know, of course, Pharaoh ended up changing his whole strategy after they didn't go along with his plan, or as his plan didn't work out as he had hoped, because they didn't cooperate. And what is so powerful is in that instance, they stood up for right and refused to kill the baby boys and didn't know what was going to happen to them. But they stood up anyway. And when Pharaoh called them in, God gave them just supernatural ingenuity to even outsmart Pharaoh. They just basically let Pharaoh know, you know, Pharaoh, those Hebrew women are much healthier than the sickly Egyptian women, and they just kind of pop those babies out before we get there. Well, what does Pharaoh know about birthing babies? Nothing upon nothing. And so they outsmart Pharaoh now. And one might say, well, see, Pharaoh just changed his tactic. Well, that's true, but they did save some of the baby boys. And probably one of the baby boys they saved was a little baby boy named Moses. So we need to be mindful that every act of courageous obedience to God is used by the Spirit of God. We should never think, well, my little actions don't make a difference. Everyone makes a difference when they take a stand. So I would like to encourage and challenge listeners to prayerfully consider coming to this event, a prayer march for life, this Saturday that Monica has mentioned, because you're simply attending that event and praying for the event and praying at the event. Yes, God will use it in ways you may or may not understand and see the fruit that comes from it, but God will definitely use it, because God uses every act of courageous obedience on the part of any believer. Father, we thank you for Monica. We thank you for the ministry of Warriors for Life. And thank you for this event, and thank you for your hand of grace upon it. Father, anoint this event with a mighty, mighty, mighty anointing. Bring many out to this event. Bring everyone out to it that you want to be there. In Jesus' name, Lord, use it, Father, to be a bright, shining witness for your cause and the building of your kingdom. And we're just believing, Lord, to do miraculous things through it. I pray that you'd use it to help people to both be saved and people to come to be stirred to recognize that they too are called to boldly stand for life. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, Monica, I wanted to ask you this. What would you say to maybe clergy in particular about why it would be good for them, fruitful for them, to come to an event like this?
Clergy in particular, a lot of times, even those that do not necessarily have a senior leadership role, we all are ministers, and that term simply means to serve. And so one of the ways that we can serve in our communities, in our neighborhoods, in our cities, in our states, beyond the four walls of our local assembly is to get involved in being, again, the mouth of Jesus and the love of Jesus, and to shine light in the very areas of places of darkness that not everybody is willing to go. But I really believe that we are called to be sent out, even as Jesus gives us a commission to go into all the world. And so it's so important for leaders during this time to be the example and to lead, you know, first, to take that first step and to come out, as well as maybe even inviting those that are a part of your local assembly to join in, because we're looking to someone, you know, we're looking to our mentors, we're looking for those examples and those role models and those that have gone before us. There's so many trailblazers and pioneers. And so this is an opportunity for us to get from within the four walls to actually come out and join it together in unity with other believers.
That's right. That's right. And it's helpful for us to know that every believer in the world has a unique sphere of influence. But in particular, leaders in the body of Christ, the clergy that God has called specifically to that role, many times their sphere is a wider and a bigger sphere of influence. And God wants us to make, he holds us responsible for making the most of that sphere of influence. And so as leaders, it's wise for us to stand for truth and be a part of events and actions that help proclaim the truth and stand for the truth in the world as well. Monica, I'm going to take a few moments just to briefly share some passages of Scripture that draw out the fact that God's Word clearly opposes abortion and calls us to stand for life as well. Once again, the passage we read earlier, Deuteronomy 30, verses 19 and 20 tells us, "I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life that you and your offspring may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice and holding fast to him. For he is your life and length of days, that you may dwell in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them." Again, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. Exodus 20, 13, "You shall not murder." Proverbs 24, 12 tells us, "Rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, 'Behold, we did not know this,' does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who keeps watch over your soul know it? And will he not repay man according to his work?" Again, Proverbs 24, 12. Proverbs 31, verses 8 and 9. "Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and needy." Leviticus chapter 20, verses 1 through 5 tells us, "The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'Say to the people of Israel, anyone of the people of Israel or of the strangers who sojourn in Israel who gives any of his children to Molech shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. I myself will set my face against that man and cut him off from among his people, because he has given one of his children to Molech, to make my sanctuary unclean and to profane my holy name. And if the people of the land do at all close their eyes to that man when he gives one of his children to Molech and do not put him to death, then I will set my face against that man and against his clan and will cut them off from among their people, him and all who follow him in whoring after Molech." Again, Leviticus chapter 20, verses 1 through 5. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 31. "You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way, for every abominable thing that the Lord hates, they have done for their gods, for they even burn their sons and their daughters in the fire to their gods." Again, Deuteronomy 12, verse 31. Ezekiel 16, verses 20 and 21. "And you took your sons and your daughters, whom you had borne to me, and these you sacrificed them to be devoured. Were your whoring so small a matter that you slaughtered my children and delivered them up as an offering by fire to them?" Again, Ezekiel 20 and 21. Psalm 106, verses 37 and 38. "They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to the demons. They poured out innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood." Again, Psalm 106, verses 37 to 38. Well, we'll pick up right there on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest today is Monica Cable, and she's sharing about the event, A Prayer March for Life, happening this Saturday. We'll be right back. Toby Mack with Speak Life. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Monica Nicole Cable. She's the founder of the ministries Warrior Women of God Worldwide and Warriors for Life, and she's sharing today about a ministry called A Prayer March for Life. And Monica, I'm going to just finish sharing these scriptures, and we'll get right back to you, though. The next scripture I wanted to share is Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 35, which tells us, they built the high places of Baal in the valley of the son of Hinnom to offer up their sons and daughters to Molech, though I did not command them, nor did it enter into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. Jeremiah 32, verse 35. And then the final verse I want to share is 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, it tells us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm going to read that again. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, a reminder that we do serve a God that if we confess our sins and repent, he will forgive the wrongs we've done. Again, 1 John 1, 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Monica, I want to ask, would you take time specifically to pray for persons that might be listening who maybe they've gone down that road? Maybe they've gone down the road of having had an abortion, or a woman or a man that may have paid for or coerced an abortion, or there may be someone who's considering that right now. Would you pray for those individuals, please?
Absolutely. Father God, we thank you for this time and knowing that for those who may be or may have been feeble themselves, weak and unassured, Lord God, and without confidence during a time of in their lives where they themselves chose abortion, chose to terminate their pregnancy, chose, oh God, death over life. We understand that though we have done these things in the world, Lord God, that we are not what we have done. And it is by your power, the power of the blood of the cross and Christ's blood that redeems us from ourselves, our sin, and we can come into the place of light and love by you, even according to 1 John 5, not 1 John 5, but 1 John that talks about when we confess our sins, that you're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, not only to forgive us and to cleanse us, but there's freedom and healing for those, oh God, who have gone down this road, whereas there has been a loss from the body, oh God, and a sin against you, We also know, Lord God, that the mind and the spirit needs to be revived and restored and refreshed. And so we speak freedom to those who have committed this particular sin, Lord God, that it, and may it be that they know in this hour that they have been set free, that they have been forgiven, and that they can walk in the newness of life even now as a light bearer and as a voice. And they can be one who can rise up now in this hour and tell their story and how you redeem them and help somebody else be redeemed as well. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Now, share with our listeners once again, Monica, the event, of course, is happening this Saturday, a prayer march for life, and tell them again the details, where it will be, the time, as well as how to get in touch with you.
Yes, the prayer march for life, March 5th. We will begin at 4:14 p.m. It's going to be held on the stairs of the Mississippi State Capitol Building in Jackson, Mississippi, 400 High Street, Jackson, Mississippi. One of the things that you could do to reach out is to contact me via phone. My phone number is 708-297-1992. I also, if I will, Pastor Joseph, would like to share that we will actually have some freedom and recovery stories that will be shared while we're there. And they are women who have had abortions. But nevertheless, they have found freedom, and they have been recovered from the curse of death itself, and how they have been brought back to a place of liberty, and now they're speaking up as a voice for life. And so, join us to hear their story and know that if God can do it for them, He can do it for you. And it's so important for us to stand with those who have come from a place of being what we all probably know of as being in a dark place, in a place where we feel like we are ashamed and we are full of guilt, but we know that Jesus has taken that upon Himself, and we don't have to live a life of shame or guilt, and we can be set free forever as we live in the light of His glory. And so that's something that I wanted to share. We are going to be joining other organizations as well. I'm partnered with them over the state or throughout the state, friends and partners. That they'll be sharing about what they do and why they do what they do as a voice for life, as a resource for life. Crisis Pregnancy Centers will be represented, as well as Pro-Life Mississippi. Looking forward to just hearing what the Lord has to say to us and to join United in prayer.
Okay. And share that number once again if someone wants to contact you or get more information.
Thank you. The number is 708-297-1992.
All righty. And, you know, Monica, this is a very historic time for believers to really be taking a bold stance. You know, we, of course, the Dobbs case has arrived at the Supreme Court, and they're to issue a ruling very soon on that case. And it's one that challenges Roe v. Wade. And our hope certainly is that they will strike down Roe v. Wade. That was the ruling that sadly, at least in the eyes of our nation, legalized abortion back in 1973, and so many babies have tragically died as a result of that over the last right about 50 years. And so we're just believing in the Lord that it will be overturned. You know, the reality is, Monica, Roe v. Wade should have never happened. It was clearly violating the Word of God from beginning to end. It was wrong, and, you know, the fact is, the Supreme Court are human beings. They're men and women who've made many mistakes down through the years. And so that was a big mistake. So we're just believing the Lord that it will be overturned as well. So, but thoughts that come to your mind about that?
Absolutely, yes. I totally agree. I definitely believe that it was wrongfully decided. As you said, we are flawed people. And we, as people of God, as believers, we certainly do not wait for the justice to be deemed, if you will, from man, and even for the courts. We have literally, we take these things to the courts of heaven, and we wait to see what's going to happen in the earth, what the ruling will be. And even if it's not in our favor with it being overturned, we still have to show up in the world in which God has given us dominion and authority in. To be, again, His hands, His feet, His mouthpieces, to let others know that they can choose life, that they can live a life set apart from the world, and in the liberty of Christ.
That's right. That's right. And sadly, the issue of abortion is one where there's been so much deception and misleading and wrong information shared by people. You know, you hear the term reproductive rights and right to choose and even the term abortion itself. Abortion is simply specifically a form of murdering a baby in the womb. And of course, the Word of God told us a long time ago, you shall not murder. To murder is to take innocent life. And so clearly, again, Roe v. Wade should have never happened. Abortion is against the will of God. And again, God will forgive that sin. He will definitely forgive it. If a person repents and asks for forgiveness, he'll do that. But it's important for us to seek to do things God's way in a way that honors him. So again, reproductive rights is a myth. The fact is we don't have the right to murder a human being. And the right to choose, well, God gives us choice, but the choice to murder, again, is always a wicked and a wrong choice. So it's important for us to be guided by the Word of God and not by culture or misleading terms or perspectives from the world. So, but our time is almost gone. Any final words you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yes, Proverbs 8:13 says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth. Do I hate?" That's what the Word of the Lord says. And I was just reminded of that when you spoke about that earlier, about the fear of the Lord. Oh, what a time that the fear of the Lord, which is simply to highly reverence, honor, and respect him through obedience, it should be something that we are living out loudly as believers. And we can do this by being a voice for life, because certainly abortion is the evil way. It's an evil way. And we must be like God and hate what he hates and love what he loves. And it's not the person that we hate. It's not the person, right? It is the sin. And so this is an opportunity for us to love those by telling them the truth in love.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you so much again for coming on and sharing. And now share your phone number one more time, please.
Phone number is 708-297-1992.
And the event, of course, is A Prayer March for Life. And the time again and place?
4:14 p.m. at the Mississippi State Capitol Stairs off of High Street, 400 High Street, Jackson, Mississippi.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Monica, for being with us. And to our listeners, as we usually do, before we end the broadcast today, if you're listening today and you've never made that all-important step of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, remember this: in all of life, with all the challenges and the difficulties of life, the single most important decision is your decision to choose to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and be saved. If you've not made that step already in your life, today is a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step and ask him to come into your heart, would you simply pray this prayer with me at this time? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you would have me to be. Lord, you told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me, Lord, to live my whole life for you. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. And I'm now a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, we'd very much like to be in touch with you. If you'd simply email us at jparker@afa.net or email us at joseph@afr.net. We'd like to be in touch with you. We'd like to share with you some literature and resources that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Again, so please get in touch with us. Once again, the two emails, jparker@afa.net or joseph@afr.net. We'd like to hear from you. And of course, if you just simply would like to get some of the prayer tools or discipleship tools we provide, we're glad to share them with you as well to help you in your walk with the Lord, you and your family, and also for you to pass on to others so that we can be co-laborers in the kingdom of God in doing both the work of evangelism and discipleship. Well, Monica, once again, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate you very much, okay?
Thank you.
All right, and we'd like to encourage every single listener to prayerfully consider if you possibly can make it to a prayer march for life this Saturday at 4:14 at the Mississippi State Capitol. Hope that you will. If you don't get to make it, please pray for the Lord to anoint the event and to accomplish through it that which He desires to accomplish. Thanks for listening. As always, we appreciate you being a part of our listening audience. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.